Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snap, a straight drop to throw. Looks middle, looks left, looks right. A lot of time, a lot of protection. Now we'll throw it. It's caught. Tez Johnson inside the outside of the 15 on a juke. To the 10, to the 5. He got to the pylon. Touchdown, Tez Johnson.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Trickery to a degree. And then he go get it.
Yeah, he and Grant, and you can see that time he dropped and he was had his head up. He was talking. It leads to a possession for the Blazers. Spiked away from Grant into the hands of Scoot. Up into the lane. Klingon follows, keeps it alive, laid it in. He's fouled, and Donovan Klingon will head to the line.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Comes down to one last play. And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh my goodness! This town is going crazy!
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right! 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080, The Fan. Happy Monday, everybody. Hello.
What is happening?
Shocked there was no Dodger highlight in that open.
Just sums up the crazy weekend that we had. That we had a walk-off grand slam in a World Series game. Didn't even make the open. Not even open
World
worthy.
World Series history.
Not
World
even open
history.
Worthy. Yeah.
But it was all the way back on Friday, and I'm like,
feels
Friday
like it was
part of the weekend.
Like it was a month ago.
I understand. I understand. I debated that, but
I think the odds market coming into the show would have had, will the Freddie Freeman home run call be in the open? It probably, yes, minus 350.
I would have put it a little higher, to be honest.
Even higher. No would have been a plus 500, plus six. I'm shocked this morning.
Would it have been better for baseball for the game one and twos to be reversed? Think about the Monday narratives. Would it have been better for baseball
probably
for Friday's game to be what Saturday's game was and Saturday's game to be Friday's game?
Probably.
Because then it's like, oh, this happened Saturday, game two, World Series. Dodgers went up 2-0 with that Freddie Freeman home run.
Have we seen the numbers, by the way, for the first two games? Are they massive?
I saw
massive?
15 million.
Yeah,
15
I saw average of 14 and a half for the first two games.
Interesting.
I'm stunned at how little.
What are people doing?
I'm going to win that beer bet tonight, maybe. Although Giants and Steelers.
No, you will. You will. Wait, show me a Monday night game that's gotten like less than 20 million.
Less than 20 million viewers. Yeah,
that doesn't happen.
See, the only thing that I would say is that I wondered how many more people are. It's easier for people to watch, or you have less things going on a Friday night as a sports fan as you maybe do on a Saturday. So that was the benefit, I think, of having it in game one.
Yeah.
Was that there wasn't like an LSU Texas A&M game going on at the same time where one pocket of the country is all just going to watch that college football game and that's it, probably. So you got maybe more people willing to kind of flip over close game late. Eight in game one, but I see your narrative point because that definitely would have hung over more. It's always weird when you get that. Like the Blazers are this way. They had a game Friday. And then again had a game yesterday. It almost feels weird to talk about the game Friday when there was just a game 24 hours ago.
It is odd to have two games in a sport and then, like, you don't talk about it till both games are done. And,
no.
Like, what if one game is significantly better than the other?
Which it absolutely was.
For the Blazers, it went the right way.
Friday,
they blew a big lead.
It did.
They played well. They lost. And then Sunday, they played well and they won.
It was nice to be able to watch them on TV and not have to fish around with an antenna and be able to actually, you know, pull it up on a stream on my phone. It was very, very nice this weekend.
Yeah, the weather kind of interrupted my my broadcast. I heard it was on YouTube TV.
It was cutting in and out from the antennas.
Which, by the way, so it's just like the random K2 game is just going to be on YouTube TV.
Yes.
And then every other game until January 1st is just antenna.
So I think every normal K2 game will obviously, you get K2 on YouTube TV. So all, I think there's six of them this year. I don't know why they picked that one. Maybe because it was opening weekend.
That's one of the six.
That was one of the six. At least for now. I don't know if it was for the entire year, but at least when the original TV schedule came out, six of them are YouTube TV just on K2.
I don't want to overreact to the NBA season because we're like three or four games into the year. Zion Williamson just
doesn't have it anymore?
Yeah. No.
No.
Not something that's exciting.
We're out on Zion now.
Just like I'm fat guy who's just going to bowl his way to the hoop and shoot a little baby hook.
Yeah.
And then he dribbles every third possession off his knee.
Yeah. I don't know. I just watch it. I'm like, this is, I know I don't want to be Nick Wright here, but like this is why I laugh when people scoff at LeBron. And I'm just like, this was supposed to be one of the LeBrons.
Yeah.
No. This was supposed to
this
be LeBron.
This was the next LeBron.
Yeah. That ain't happening.
From a physical standpoint, he was...
He's not even the best player on his own team.
No, he's not. We did have the fun drama of I didn't know Brandon Ingram and Anthony Simons each had the same baby mama hitting game winners on each other. That was, you know, that was interesting.
Well, Ant missed his game.
Ant missed,
actually.
Yeah. He blocked his.
Did you see the teammate of Ingram?
I did.
Dapped up Ingram in the post game and said, tell her who's better.
Made a comment about that.
By the way, I
did not know that backstory until I saw that on social media.
I think everything is pretty cordial, actually.
Okay.
I think that's just a funny little story that's been building on the internet.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, I think that is, like, there's no real animosity there.
Yeah, I was told that Zion was going to be skinny Zion. We didn't get, I was looking forward to super athletic, jumping out of the gym, dunking on everybody, skinny Zion.
Yeah, I didn't feel like he was that skinny. I mean, I've seen him fatter, but I didn't feel like he was that skinny.
He's definitely been fatter before. Definitely seen him fatter,
yeah.
But not the impact that I was expecting coming into the game. A little disappointed yesterday afternoon.
That team is terrible.
Not good.
The Pelicans are bad.
They're worse than us. What are we doing?
Debatably, yeah. We should have won both those games.
We had like an 18-point lead in the game Friday, and then we beat them yesterday. What the hell was going on?
I do want to thank you, though, despite you surprisingly not having a Dodger clip in there. No Beaver highlight, and I thank you for that.
No Beaver low light.
No.
It was not in there.
Well, there's no highlight.
No, yeah, there was
there
nothing.
Would have been a low light.
Could have played a couple of different plays that went against them.
44 low lights, actually.
44 of them, yeah. Play with the running back, flipping it back to the quarterback.
That was so good.
That was pretty cool. You got to at least acknowledge that one.
Like, I mean,
that
hurt. It was the opening.
Like, are you kidding me? That's how you're going to score, really?
Flipped it off whatever screen it was on at that point.
Oh, I'm not going to lie to you. I watched that, and in real time, I went, it's going to be that day.
This game's over. Might as well change the channel. What else is on TV right now? Yeah, that going in the Oregon game was going in the opposite direction. You had two very, and depending on your fandoms, very boring afternoon games in our
contrast state. Of the trajectories of the two in-state programs.
A dark day for Beaver fan on Saturday.
There was nothing.
I had a buddy who was in his feels good. in the group chat on Saturday night.
A Beaver buddy?
Yeah, Beaver buddy.
Yeah.
I believe.
You want to share some of those thoughts?
At one point, the argument got to Saturday evening. Isn't it weird to root for 18 to 22-year-olds anyways? And then I think the follow-up was, when you were 20.
Is what he was saying?
Is what he was saying, yeah. And then I think it was, the follow-up was, when you were 20. Were you rooting for 10-year-olds? Is that what you were doing? This is weird. College sports is weird anyways. I think that was...
Boy, he was in a dark
that
place.
That was the closing argument, and then it led to, I can't wait for Oregon to choke in the playoff, and then that early trash talk started, and so I just, you know, I was just kind of sitting there and scrolling. And
you didn't respond?
No, I responded to a few of them. I did. When he said 18 to 22-year-olds, I put an asterisk by it, and I said, technically, it's like 18 to 27-year-olds
yeah,
right
nowadays,
now.
So right.
We got to get that right. Our quarterback's pretty old. Cam McCormick's like 49. Like, you know, let's make sure we got the appropriate age range.
Betcher's been there a while.
Hey, he's 22. Come on.
Hey, he's an old 22.
He's a young pup. What are we doing?
A young pup.
It was tough. It was tough for them.
Yeah, it's look, I didn't see your poll question. I see everybody's response. Very easy response to the poll question. I also saw you cop out the poll question.
How did I cop it out?
What did you had a third option in there.
Yeah, because I just wanted Beaver fans to actually vote. So I put one on there that just said, I just want to see the results. So if you're not a Beaver fan, you could click it, and then you could see the results. Because sometimes if I do a Beaver poll question...
25% of the poll question.
I'm glad that they didn't sway it, because I don't want their opinion of this as the lowest point in the history of the program.
Mm.
Now, I was not asking if this is the worst Oregon State team of all time.
How come you didn't put... I saw you did another one. Well, the Ducks finished the regular season 12-0. How come you didn't put just want to see results? Well, why didn't you put that on there?
Because you should be able to share an opinion on that. Do you think they're going to go 12-0? I wasn't just asking Duck fans if they were going to go 12-0. Don't lash out at me. This is not my fault.
I thought they were going to go 12-0 from August.
Yeah, so you can vote yes on that poll question. You picked it prior to the
13-0,
season.
13-0, actually, is what I said.
Bonus win.
We'll get into the Big Ten. That conference kind of sucks. I don't know where they're going to lose.
Yeah, it's not a very good conference.
They're 14.5 point favorites at the Big House, and I am going to, if I could go to the casino, hammer it. And I'll tell you why. It's not just the team. It's not Michigan is kind of crappy. It's not that Oregon is number one.
Yeah.
It's also this, and this is the underrated part of it. Dan Lanning is in recruiting battles against these top-end teams.
Yep.
If you don't think he wants to send a message.
Leave no doubt.
Exactly. Hammer Oregon minus 14. They are going to stomp a hole in Michigan.
I haven't seen a weather report.
I don't care. I don't care.
Maybe the only factor that might...
Michigan struggled to beat Michigan State this
week. Oh, I understand.
I thought they were going to lose that game, to be honest with
too.
You. Michigan State beat Iowa the week before. I didn't see that coming at all.
I did too.
The Wolverine offense is not much.
Michigan State fans having a hard time after that game. If we can't beat them this year, ruh-roh.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. You thought you might win, but...
I mean, they can't complete a forward pass.
They lost all of their dudes.
They did.
They have a new coaching staff.
So did Michigan lost all of their dudes, too.
Go look at recruiting rankings and tell me who has the Jimmies and the Joes on that rosters.
Yeah. I mean, you can argue Michigan should be a better roster. They also can't complete a forward pass.
Well, they switched quarterbacks.
Multiple times. Yeah. And they still can't complete a forward pass.
Yeah.
And you lost.
I mean, A&M couldn't complete a forward pass in the second half, and LSU still couldn't stop that.
That didn't affect them in any way, shape, or form in that game.
Yeah, it's an interesting
Jordan Raiola blew another one, too.
Who?
Raiola. The Nebraska...
Dylan Raiola?
Or Dylan, sorry. Yeah.
Well, he's a true freshman.
Yeah, they had chances in that game. That was tough to see the ending, to have the ball with an opportunity to win.
When there is wide open tight ends or whatever running down the field, does he sail all of his deeper passes 5 yards over the
dude's head? How many true freshmen have won in college football at an elite level and beaten a team like Ohio State? Can you name them? I'm not trying to cop for Dylan Raiola. I think he's a weirdo, but this is what you do. This is what you get when you play a true freshman. He's going to miss guys. He's not going to understand coverages. It's a learning curve.
That was rough.
People are saying, by the way, YouTube is muted. We're getting a lot of that early this morning.
Swag. I don't think Swag has any control on the YouTube muted.
I don't know. So we'll try and figure that out. I don't know why it's muted. Rough to a good start on
Monday.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Woo-sah.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Oh, my God.
I don't have a microphone settings.
So we're just going to be muted on YouTube.
You can just watch us. We're just mime. We'll mime the show.
I'll shoot out.
Flip everybody off. Oh, what's he talking about? I don't know.
The fact that anybody's on YouTube while we're muted, God bless you.
Yeah.
Seriously, God bless you.
Watching us wave our arms in the air and yell about things that you can't even hear, man.
Speaking of dropping the ball, I'm supposed to wear my Halloween sweatshirt my wife laid out for me today and completely forgot.
You whiffed on that one?
Well, that's not Halloween.
It's Halloween week.
It is Halloween week.
I got sweaters for every day, and I forgot one.
Thursday. That's kind of a Halloween sweater, though. You could be as like a Nick Swardson kind of sweater.
I wore this morning because it's warm. Yeah. It's so comfortable.
It's a little chilly out there this morning.
Well, it's wet. The weather is back.
It's that time of year, baby.
God, I hate this weather.
It's football season.
I'm not a fan. This whole I love the seasons. Yeah, I think I am becoming a guy who just wants sun all the time in his life.
Yeah, I can deal with it till Christmas. I'm okay with it for the next 2 months. It's going to blow, but I can handle it till the holidays are over. And then I'm going to be depressed till basically the end of March, early April.
Well, we have a lot to discuss today. A lot of the NFL witching hour and the 10 a.m. window yesterday.
That was bananas.
Sorry, I missed it.
Yeah, bananas
you
yesterday.
You missed the witching hour?
There was a pilot scrimmage, so I was...
Were you calling the game?
No, but it was a first chance to see what I'm going to be calling in a week.
You got
to
see the guys. Got to see how they're playing.
It's like every day.
No, they brought in another team. It was
one
of those exhibition, closed-door scrimmage sort of thing. And I was like, all right, let's see what they look
like. Who was it, the Pios?
No, it was Seattle U.
Seattle U coming to town.
What are they, the Hawks?
Red Hawks.
Red Hawks.
The Seattle U Red Hawks.
They will be in the conference.
Oh, they're going to be in the WCC.
Season after next.
Replace Gonzaga.
Or no, next season. They're coming in with Grand Canyon. Next season.
You guys got to hold on
Wait,
to Grand,
Grand
Canyon?
Grand Canyon's rumored to be going to the Mountain West.
They might
West.
Be bouncing.
They agreed. They have a deal to be coming to the West Coast Conference.
Everything's normal right now.
Well, the witching hour was insane yesterday.
Yeah,
at 10
I know. I was watching on my phone.
It's like everything that could have happened in every game was happening.
The hell,
at the
Ravens?
Same time.
You had three different crazy endings basically at the same time. Just nuts. What happened? Oh, my God. Another one.
I'm going to spoil an NFL factoid for Tuesday. That was the first time all year the Browns have scored 20 points. Jameis Winston, we told you from week one.
He is the best quarterback on your roster.
Best quarterback.
He has been all year.
I want to go listen to Stefanski. He's been acting like Deshaun is the best option for them. They scored the most points they've scored all year.
Yes.
Against the Ravens.
That's absolutely screwed me yesterday.
I
was going to have an 8-leg parlay hit. I just needed Ravens money line. I wasn't touching the spread, big spread. Just needed a dub. It's all I needed.
I put $50 on a three-team teaser. Broncos, Lions, Jets.
Come on down, Jets. Well done.
Jets half point.
Come on down, Jets.
I was furious. I almost broke something.
You know, if they just spent a little less time focusing on the media narratives.
Well, the media
and on football,
lost that game for them. It wasn't Aaron Rodgers and the defense. It was the media.
I think that's the problem.
5G, vaccines. I don't know what lost to the Jets that game, but it was one of those things.
It wasn't Aaron Rodgers being old and not being able to move and be an effective quarterback. There had to have been an outlying argument there. Something was going wrong.
Hey, what's gotten worse since they fired Rob Saleh?
That guy's got to feel great right now. Nobody on the planet is happier than Robert Saleh the last three
Jacoby
weeks.
Jacoby Brissett went 80 yards. What a defense.
Yeah, fired me, huh? I was the problem. Glad you got me out of here.
All right, well, it's a loaded show. I am going to be fair. I know there's a lot of football to get to. We will get to the football. I want to start in the World Series.
Yeah, let's do
it. It's the World Series.
Great first two games.
Dodgers, Yankees. Dodgers up 2-0. We will start with the World Series. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you on this Monday on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, sources are saying that the mics on YouTube are back.
At some point, this is what I'm
we're not muted
today.
Anymore. Now
did we figure it out? Did we know it was? Do we got it? We're back.
I don't know.
Hello,
Joey's up. He was texting me on what to go look for. So,
I think the joke was this is great. They figured out the audio right in time to go to commercial break. Yes, we did. And coming up next, all right, that's all you get.
Some would argue the only good parts of our show: commercial breaks.
Standing into the next, standing into the next segment. What's coming up next?
There's a lot that went on this weekend, and the World Series is actually where I would like to start. We have the Blazers go 1-1 against the Pellies. Scoot Henderson looking like a competent basketball player.
He did.
We had the Ducks steamroll Illinois. We had the Beavs go down to the Bay and not play. And then we had a crazy NFL and college football slate this weekend. But I want to start in baseball stuff. And I want to pick a bone with you.
Oh, okay, what do you got?
So it's Friday's game. I know they're up 2-0, the Dodgers,
yes,
on the Yankees. And they won game two. Really impressive pitching performance by LA in game two. Yamamoto was lights out in that. He went 7 1/3. The Yankees at that point had one hit in the game. And so the Dodgers going back to New York, 2-3-2. Now, in World Series history, teams that go up 2-0 have won 84% of the time.
It's a pretty solid clip.
Teams that go up 2-0 in the 2-3-2 format have won 80% of the time.
Yeah.
So the history of this says this series might be over. However, I think the Yankees roster deserves a little bit of leeway here. Friday's game was pretty good, crazy, went to extra innings. Couple things before I play this cut.
What do you got?
I didn't really understand Aaron Boone here. He's got two games where I'm scratching my head. So Gerrit Cole is dealing in game one.
He was outstanding in game one.
He gave up a couple runs, but largely pitching lights out. He then walks one guy.
I think it was a base hit. I think he gave up a base hit, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I thought it was a walk.
Was it a walk?
Base hit, walk, whatever.
He gave up a leadoff runner, got on, and immediately.
And Aaron Boone pulls the plug. Now, Aaron Boone also in that same game brought out Cortez, who hadn't pitched reportedly for a month.
He threw two pitches.
Two pitches.
The first one was a pop out. The next one ended the game.
And, okay, you're like, I don't understand why you would do this.
Yeah.
Game two was even more puzzling because it made me think of game one. They had, who is it, Rodon?
Yeah.
On the mound. And he started out good. And then the Dodgers got to him, got to four runs.
Hit a couple of home runs.
And he just left him in there. And I went, so this guy gets a long leash to just give up runs. But your ace, who's making $300 million, gets pulled because of one base runner?
Yeah, it was the seventh inning he gave up. It was a leadoff single because he didn't walk anybody. So he gave up a leadoff single in the seventh inning. It was only the fourth hit he had given up the entire game.
What are we doing?
Struck out four. He had managed the game perfectly. No, I mean, wasn't, you know, in and out of traffic the entire time. It was an immediate pull. And I agree 100% with you. I don't know why you do that. I don't know why managers overmanage this time of year.
It's ridiculous.
The idea of bringing in a guy who has not pitched in a month to face Shohei Ohtani, that's your right. First off, because everybody, when Shohei's coming up, you're like, oh, God, they got the bases loaded and Shohei's coming up. Or was it, I think it was bases loaded or two on or whatever it was.
So
because he went into the stands to make the catch and then they walked Mookie to bring up Freddie Freeman.
So they had... they had a runner on first and second with two out.
Yeah, one out.
No, it was two because Freeman came up with two out.
Nestor Cortez came in with one out.
Oh yeah,
because he got Shohei Ohtani to pop out.
No. What I'm saying is when Mookie got walked, there was two outs.
Yes.
And you had a guy on second, so I get the thinking of if Mookie hits a single, this game is over. But there's two outs, and the runner is on second. And his thinking is, I'm going to load the bases so I can face Freddie Freeman.
He wanted lefty on lefty.
Yeah, he wanted the lefty-lefty matchup.
What he got month out against MVP is what he got.
Yeah.
So, like, I just don't... I thought game one was completely mismanaged. And then game two, I just... Again, Gerrit Cole's a $300 million pitcher. Walk me through the logic of this guy's rolling. I'm going to pull him because of one base hit.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
But game two starter gives up four runs. I'm just going to keep leaving him in there. Like, I didn't understand. I finally understood Yankee fan because I don't watch a lot of Yankee games. Here was Joe Davis's call on Fox Sports of the Freddie Freeman home run.
Cortez delivers. Freeman hits the ball to right field. She is gone! Gibby! Meet Freddie!
You got to stop with the Davis hate. That was a great call.
It's a great call.
It was a great call.
Oh, my God.
I'm still going to hate Joe Davis, but it's a great call.
Goosebumps call.
I mean, he stole the call from the Kirk Gibson home run.
It was an homage to Vin. And,
he did the same. It was literally the same call.
Well, Scully wasn't
she
saying,
is gone. Yeah, it was the same call.
It would have been great if Scully called that, though. Gibby meet Freddie. What does that mean?
Like, people put up the mashups of the old call from the Gibson home run on top of the Freddie Freeman one. And it applies. It's left or right field. She is gone.
Well, for those who don't know, Joe Davis is the lead play-by-play guy for Dodger Television.
Yes, he is.
I think baseball fans know this.
I think everybody is keenly aware of that when he's calling a walk-off home run in the World Series for the LA Dodgers.
Most people know that.
I'm sure Yankee fans were just thrilled that he is calling every game of the World Series.
Oh, poor Yankee fan. Life's been rough for them.
Would you rather have Michael Kay?
Oh, God.
No, I don't want either of them. I don't want the play-by-play guy of the team to call the World Series.
Who would you want on the call that you could reasonably have? Like, Joe Buck's not coming back, so who would you
can't
want?
Go to Fox.
I can't go Joe Buck. I can't have Joe Buck.
No, Joe Buck's gone.
Why can't I have Joe Buck? I want Joe Buck back.
I'm just curious. Yeah.
Fox has the deal, so.
Yeah, Fox has the deal.
Yes.
I don't know why they don't let Burkhart try baseball, to be honest with you, because I think Burkhart's an incredible NFL play-by-play guy, and he's their lead NFL guy on Fox, but they have him do the studio stuff for baseball, which I don't understand. Look, Joe Davis is great. The call was great.
Like, there's only one guy currently at Fox that I would give a shot in there.
Tom Brenneman.
Benetti.
Jason Benetti's wonderful.
Benetti.
I love Jason Benetti.
He's now the Tigers. He left the White Sox, went to the Tigers.
Also calls college football with Brock Huer.
Yes.
One of my favorite college football announcers. I love Jason Benetti.
Benetti's really good.
He is awesome. I think the play that doesn't get talked about enough from game one, and it's funny how it's always the little things that end up biting you. Everybody's going to pay attention to the pitching decisions, to Cortez giving up a grand slam, to the ending of the game, Freddie Freeman. What a moment, right? The moment that lost them the game was Gleyber Torres not fielding a short hop at second base on Shohei Ohtani's double, which allowed him to take third with one out in the inning, and then Mookie Betts hit a sacrifice fly and tied the game.
Yep.
That, to me, was the biggest. They
underrated.
Had the lead. They had just taken control. The stadium was a little uneasy. Shohei hits a ball that I think that was the one that almost left the park,
it
if I'm not mistaken.
It hit the top of the wall and bounced perfectly to Soto.
And it was a nice throw in, and of a sudden, Gleyber Torres can't field a short hop. And it's so funny because I'm sure baseball coaches, managers everywhere were screaming, that's why you practice the little things. One little misplay where the only idea if you're Gleyber Torres there should be, I'm down like a catcher. I'm on both of my knees. My chest is down.
Yeah.
The only thing that matters at that point is not letting it get away. And he does like a cute little, I'll just field this little pick, short hop, and he kicks it off the bottom of his glove. It bounces up. Shohei is one of the fastest guys in baseball. Easily takes third. It completely swung the momentum of that
game. That's a really good point by you. He also, in the slow-mo replay, he almost acted like he didn't know the ball wasn't in his glove.
Yeah, he kind of looked down and looked around, like, where did it go?
Like,
he had no idea.
Like, you can feel when that isn't in your glove, and he almost acted like he didn't know it. Heads up on Shohei to go to third there.
Super smart base running, man. Little things win baseball games every time.
You're 100% right. A couple weird things about that game one. So a walk-off in game one of the World Series, it brings up, what, memories of 88, right? The time, the temperature... I guess everything about that hit
was like identical.
Lined up.
Landed basically in the same spot in right field.
Well, and it's a hitter who has, somehow had a triple earlier in the game that none of us can figure out how he
injured
did.
He can't move. The playoffs.
I know. He's like Gibson.
He literally can't move, man. He's hobbled around the entire field.
He knew it. He just held the bat up. That was
a great walk, celebration on his part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, my buddy who I watched the Kirk Gibson home run live with at his house, called me immediately. Like, that's how,
remember
vision,
where we were.
We
at
were
that
in
moment.
There.
Yeah.
His mom was having tea with a small group from her church, and they were like,
what's this yelling going on
in
the basement?
And we lost our damn minds screaming and yelling
Father,
in his living
me.
Room.
That's great.
And so he's like, dude, why aren't you here? Sort of thing. And so,
the first ever walk-off grand slam.
Pretty badass, man. That was a hell of a way to start the World Series.
There's a really, I don't know what photo Freddie Freeman decides to get and hang in his house at some point in his life. There were a couple really badass photos that I'm just like, he's just holding the bat up,
I think.
Everybody's hands are up.
Yeah.
Everybody's going nuts. Just, I don't know what photo you choose if you're Freeman. Maybe you just choose the six best photos or something.
But the only way it becomes iconic like Gibson, like their bookends, Dodgers got to finish the
deal. Yeah, you got to win the series. If you don't win it, you'll remember, that was cool, but you're not going to remember it the way you remember Gibson. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you.
You got to finish the job.
Do you think the series is over?
No, I'm not going to go quite there yet.
Otani's banged up now.
They could have won game one. I mean, if Gleyber Torres fields a ground ball, I think they win game one. Hot take there. And game two, they had a chance at the end of game two. Bases loaded. Mm-hmm. What was it, 4-2? Bases loaded.
Yeah, 4-2.
Had just had to bring up just the back end garbage of your bench. That was tough for Aaron Boone to have to go through. Let's see tonight. If the Yankees win tonight, I think we got to, obviously, if they're down 3-0, they're not going to come back and win.
Yeah, if they get the Walker Buehler who made his last start in the championship series, if that Walker Buehler shows up tonight in the Bronx, then I like him versus Clark Schmidt.
Yeah.
And the ability to get through the Yankee lineup
advantage
at
for
least
the Dodgers.
Twice.
Big game for Judge.
Aaron Judge has to stop sucking.
He's been terrible.
He has, of a minimum plate appearances, he has the lowest batting average in MLB postseason history. I think the number that they look for is 200 plate appearances, so it's not like somebody goes in and goes 0-4. Hey, you're hitting zero. Minimum of like 200 plate appearances. I think the only other guy who's even in his ballpark is Reggie Sanders back in the day. Great flashback name. He's 1 of 9 in the series. I believe he struck out 3 times in each of the first 2 games. He's 1 of 9 with 6 Ks. Doing nothing. Like he's had moments where
he's been able to, okay, come up, you can deliver here, and he just can't do it.
And maybe I'm misremembering on Friday. I feel like they had a moment where they intentionally walked somebody to get to him. And it's like that. Imagine saying that in like June. He's going to be in a World Series game. You're going to intentionally walk somebody.
Well, they didn't want any part of Soto.
He's playing great.
He's hitting bombs.
Yeah, that home run hit in game one, the golf. Holy hell, that was amazing.
Yeah.
That was like 4 inches off the ground. He waited it out.
Yeah,
knew it was coming.
I was like, all right, here we go.
that was a mammoth home run.
Yeah.
But Aaron Judge, like, this is what your legacy is going to be. Nobody cares about 50, 60 home runs in the regular season. You're judged on what you do this time of year, pun intended. And he has been awful in the playoffs.
As a Braves fan, I noticed Freddie Freeman's veneers, and I feel like since he got to L.A., they've only gotten bigger. He couldn't talk very well.
Guy's got big teeth,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was kind of like Fletch's fake evangelist teeth there in the second Fletch movie.
That's a good poll. Also, his dad looks younger than him, and that was really weird and uncomfortable.
See, I actually thought his teeth looked like Matt Dillon's and There's Something About Mary when he catches her talking about how much she loves straight teeth. And he comes in, he smiles, and his veneers are showing. That's what I feel like I see every time.
Well, I just got me. It was a great moment for me and the Dodgers.
Didn't they glow in the dark, too, when they turn the lights out?
Glow in the dark, too. They definitely. Did he get hit in the face? Why does he have such big fake teeth? Was there a backstory?
I don't know.
There?
I feel like they're getting bigger.
Did he take a ground ball to the face and then he had to get new teeth? It doesn't make any sense.
Dodgers up 2-0 and game three back in New York. That's tonight. So we'll see what happens in the World Series. Let's get to some college football. We have a lot of college football to talk about. We have NFL to get to as well. Crazy witching hour in the 10 a.m. window. Dirt and Sprague back with more. Oh, Dirt, I can't wait for this election crap to be over with.
Almost to the finish line. We're almost there.
Nick Bosa famously tweeted in 2016, Kaepernick's clown, and then proceeded to wear a MAGA hat last night in the postgame.
So we're not sticking to sports anymore? Is that what you're telling me? Are we sticking to sports? Are we not sticking to sports?
Unless you disagree with me, then shut up and dribble.
Then I'll shut up and dribble. Okay. I'll shut up over here.
What a bad day for Dwayne Wade yesterday. Did you see his statue?
Oh, my God.
Somebody
needs to be fired.
That's hideous.
That might be the worst one ever, and there's some bad ones.
There's some bad ones, but
that might be the worst
one.
There's
no way I'd look at that. Ronaldo.
In no way, shape, or form.
You'll never beat Ronaldo. Go look at Ronaldo. Go look at Ronaldo.
I know Ronaldo's bad.
I would never have guessed that was...
Where's the Ronaldo statue at? What was that statue for?
That's a great question.
Is it in Portugal? Is it with his...
Is it just a random thing? Like, because this one has to stick. It's a little more personal. Like, it's in Miami. Dwayne Wade was Miami.
I forget which La Liga team he played for, but...
Yeah. Dude, you need to look up Ronaldo's statue.
I mean, it's terrible. I'm not defending Ronaldo's statue. I'm not defending it in any way, shape, or form. You could have shown me that statue.
I'm trying to see where it is.
With no, you take the jersey off.
You wouldn't know it.
You would never be able to guess the Dwayne Wade.
No.
Who is this a statue of? It would take you 30,000 guesses and you wouldn't get it right.
I don't remember if we did an interview, if I just, I coincidentally said this Thursday or Friday. You don't want to bust.
Yeah.
You don't want to bust. All the NFL Hall of Fame ones, do you ever look at him and go, it looks just like him?
Not very often,
I remember seeing Jerry Rice.
Oh, no, that was with the IU play-by-play guy.
That's right. And I said, they never the end up looking like
they
you.
Always
you
screw
don't want a bust. You want, give me a plaque.
How do we not have this technology figured out, by the way? How do we not have like a,
because you have
we
artists.
We can 3D print guns. How can we not get a better statue? Like, how is, what are we doing here?
That's what I'm saying.
How do we not have some sort of laser technology that can just do the exact likeness of your face into a statue?
Well, he got caught looking at it, and many people observed that in real time, he probably was like, what?
What the hell is this?
Yeah.
That was the only correct response. It's one of the worst statues. Ronaldo is an all-time bad one. That's fine. This one's up there as one of the worst we've ever seen.
I can't find where it is. I'm seeing who the sculptor was, but I'm not finding out where
it
is.
I don't know if it's in his, because his home country is Portugal, but he
I think you guys are going to be shocked to see how much worse than the D-Wade statue is.
I mean, I pulled it up. It's terrible. I know. I remember how bad it is. I'm not defending the Ronaldo statue in any way, shape, or form.
One of the hottest humans to ever grace planet Earth, and that statue.
That's why it's so
like
funny.
Chunk from the Goonies.
That's why it's so good that they did that to him. Because you know he's super superficial.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He was definitely angry with that bus coming out.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that, but I don't know. You know, the only statue I've ever seen in my life that looks like the athlete, Magic Johnson at Staples, looks just like him. He is, I think he's one of three players that have a statue at
Shaq
Staples.
Shaq has one, I know that.
But Shaq's is like dunking.
Yeah, it's not as much of his face.
Does Kareem have one?
I don't believe Kareem has. I think it's Kobe, Magic, and Shaq.
The Jordan one at the United Center in Chicago is really good.
But that's iconic because it's the logo.
It's the pose.
But it's also his, I mean, you can tell by the pose, but when you look at his face, like it looks like his face.
You want a really hot take?
It shouldn't be that complicated.
Dwayne Wade should absolutely have a statue. He's Mr. 305.
Yeah.
The statue should be D. Wade in that famous iconic photo where he lobbed at Braun and he basically looked at the camera and said, yep, and Braun's dunking. That should be the statue.
That people took the picture of the statue and put it on that picture.
I mean,
so that was the thing that was floating around social media yesterday was Dwayne Wade in the game with the statue head flipping the alley-oop to LeBron doing the pose.
Doesn't that look more like Dennis Johnson?
You want to know who it was?
Dude, you should tear that down and do it again. Like, you have money in Miami. You should start over. Acknowledge that's embarrassing. You
the artist
publicly humiliated one of the biggest stars in the history of your organization. Somebody texted in and said even during his speech,
he made fun
of
it.
He was like, who the hell is this guy? I don't even know who this guy is. Like, that's embarrassing, man. You should redo that.
I hopped on Twitter to see the reactions to the Jets losing, and I saw Lawrence Fishburne was trending, and I went, oh, no, did we lose Lawrence Fishburne?
Not Lawrence Fishburne.
Nope. Everybody said that statue, it's Lawrence Fishburne from The Matrix. Yeah, that's pretty awful.
Well done, Miami. Well done.
Hey.
Well done. Well done.
You know, they're interesting. They spent one game at halftime giving Pat Riley the court at their arena.
Oh, it's now Pat Riley Court in Miami?
It's Pat Riley Court now forever. The ceremony went on way too long, and then they ended up losing the game. And then they did this. They wanted to give D-Wade a thank you, and they made one of the worst statues you've ever seen in my life. Just to cover up for the fact of that team is not good.
No, they're going to trade Jimmy Butler probably at some point this year. They're going to have to hit the reset button. And I think it was our buddy Eric Gunderson who made the joke. Are we blaming this statue on Joe Cronin too? Is that a thing?
Some said the statue looks like Joe Cronin.
Yeah, maybe Joe Cronin. Evil villain Joe Cronin going in there and affecting
the statue. No, the statue did have a little hair, so.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Joe Cronin had a better weekend than D-Wade.
Look at you elbowing some basketball talk into the 6:30 segment.
It's more statue talk.
Want to talk about how Zach Edey fell out in 12 minutes in his first game? You guys want to get into that? We settle that beer bet yet? Fat, lumbering ass going to be an all-star. Get out of here.
Oh, who said
probably,
that?
Still probably played more than Klingon did.
He did, which, what, you know, what are we doing?
We digress. I just wanted to talk about how bad the statue was.
It was embarrassingly bad, man.
God, if we're doing a statue. That's why if there's one of Dame ever, do like, it's got to be a moment. It can't just be him just standing there because then the face matters.
I mean, you would do the wave if you're doing a Dame moment, I think, right? Like if you're doing a pose.
Yeah. Well, we talked about doing the hologram where on the front, as you were going in, it was the 09 shot. And when you were leaving, it was bye-bye OKC.
See, I was talking about a double-sided statue.
That would be incredible. Like
that would be incredible.
Yeah.
No, I think that's what it should be.
Walking in, you get
as
two different statues.
As you're going in, you get 0.9. As you're leaving, it's OKC.
It's bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Wow, that's be pretty cool.
And then, like,
I'm sure Jody will fork over the coin for that. We'll get a great statue.
Well, don't make as big a deal on the face part. You know what I mean?
I mean, just be in the ballpark. Can we be in the ballpark? That's all you ask. You don't need to be perfect. It's not an exact science. Just be in the ballpark. I need to be able to look at it and say, oh, yeah, that kind of looks like Dame.
I'm going to look up now during the break the best busts that actually look like the athlete. Because I'm telling you, these are always swing and misses.
Looking up the best bus might get you in trouble.
Bro. I was going to say, let's be a little specific on that search right
there. Sports athlete statue.
There you go. That's probably a better Google search.
All right, let's get to some of the college football. Is Oregon and Georgia, are they on their own tier in college football? Is there a tier one and is it only have the Ducks and the Bulldogs on it? Let's talk about that next on The Fan. Oregon blows out Illinois down at Autzen Stadium. We'll talk about that coming up at the top of the hour. The Beavs went to the Bay. They saw the sights.
It was not the Bray Area.
It was not Bray Area this weekend.
It was not Bray Area this weekend.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
No.
We'll get to that. Dirt put a poll question up on Oregon State. We'll talk about that. I watched a decent amount of college football this weekend.
It was a decent weekend of college football. Not
it
great.
It was okay.
It was okay.
Kind of a dud, to be honest with you. The A&M LSU game was really good because it was a tale of two halves.
Nebraska, Ohio State ended up being a good game, but nobody thought coming in. Yep. It came down to the wire.
Washington had their opportunities against Indiana.
They did.
Washington all over themselves.
Another game where they outgained their opponent and lost the game.
That was Indiana's worst game of the year.
Without a doubt.
And they won by double digits. Yeah.
Texas Vanderbilt hung around for a bit. That one kept you included. Friday night game was pretty good. I stayed up for the end of that one, even though I had to get up at the butt crack of dawn on Saturday. Boise State UNLV was a pretty good game.
That was a good game. Yeah, that one was good. But I, my takeaway... My takeaway in college football right now as the season sits...
What do you got?
I think there's only two teams in Tier 1.
Hmm.
And I think the thing about Oregon being in the Tier 1 with Georgia and however people separate those two, I don't know. I think you can absolutely make the case for the Kirby Smart defensive Georgia pedigree. I think you could also flip it and say Oregon's clearly got the better quarterback and maybe more explosive weapons. But that being said, where Oregon was after the first 2 weeks... with Idaho and Boise State, those problems have not reared themselves. And so if you are to believe that they have fixed those problems, I don't really look at Oregon with a whole lot of weaknesses. It's not to say that Georgia and Oregon can't lose in a 12-team playoff.
Mm-hmm.
It's to say, as we sit today, I truly believe Oregon and Georgia are in Tier 1, and there's no other teams on that tier with them.
Yeah, I understand the thinking. The way Georgia's playing right now, Oregon seems to be in cruise control, where you're kind of like, all right, is this going to be a weird one? You're like, oh, okay, 35-3 at the half. No, it's not. I don't want to be too prisoner in the moment, though, on two different teams. One of them being the team that we just talked about that played an interesting game this weekend that we did not see coming, and that's Ohio State. I still think in terms of overall talent...
They lost another left tackle.
They did. The offensive line is a major concern for them. It might be an issue for them, and that might end up being the doomsday for their entire year. They also are a couple of weeks away from losing a game at Oregon by 1 point that if their quarterback slides a split second sooner, they maybe win that game, right?
Ifs and buts, my man.
Sure. I'm not saying that they deserve to be ranked higher than Oregon, but they've almost won that game at Autzen Stadium, and that's a toss-up game that could go either way, so now you're expanding out to a 12-team playoff. Their offensive linemen going down this weekend might be the end of their season, but I'm not going to look at them and say they don't have a chance or they're not at the same level talent-wise. Not quite going to do that. Texas, to me, is still the other outlier. I know that the game against Georgia was embarrassing in the first half to fall down to that level. That to me was a bit of a punch in the mouth. They played much better in the second half, and if there is a rematch, I don't see it quite going that way, but maybe I end up being wrong on that. But when I look at overall talent on roster, I said this last week, and I'm still going to maintain the opinion. I think there's four teams that can win a national championship, and I don't really give anybody outside of that four much of a chance right now.
See, I'm not talking about the talent on the roster. What I'm saying is, much like a dirty poll does every week of projecting out, I'm telling you, I think the two best teams in college football that have separated themselves are Oregon and Georgia. Stars certainly align for Ohio State in this regard. They've got more than Oregon.
What if they go into Penn State and win by 17 this weekend?
That'd be a good win. I don't think the world of Penn State. They probably should have lost this weekend to Wisconsin. Wisconsin threw the dumbest pick six I've ever seen in my life.
Threw a terrible pick six. Yeah. They also didn't have a starting quarterback in the second half of the game.
Sick-ass fake punt, though. Wisconsin ran
that. Was
that.
An awesome fake punt.
Great.
That was awesome.
Punters need to be making that decision more often. It's there, almost every other punt.
Just take off and run, baby.
No, my point is, it's not a comping of talent. I'm not saying Oregon and Georgia have more talent than Texas and Ohio State. I'm saying from what I have seen to this point, when you take in account of when they play bad, who fixes what, right now, Ohio State cannot run the football.
Yeah.
They can't run the football.
This weekend, they could not run the football.
Yeah, and Nebraska just got 56 hung on them by Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you should win 56-7. I get the look-ahead spot.
I mean, Ohio State was terrible on Saturday. There's no defense of the
debatably
way that they played.
Could have lost that game at home.
Probably should have lost.
And now they're looming with offensive line questions. I mentioned this going into the Oregon game. They didn't look all that mighty and impressive to me, even against the patsies of their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen Texas. Texas wasn't a dogfight with Vanderbilt. And Texas got absolutely embarrassed at home by Georgia. Georgia might be better than Oregon. I'm certainly saying a lot of people in America probably pick them.
Yeah.
But I think Oregon and Georgia are on a tier by themselves right now.
Yeah, I would love if that ends up being the case. I'm curious to see how this weekend goes for Ohio State. That's my biggest question.
Huge weekend.
Because if you tell me going in, and this is obviously hindsight, but you're coming off a bye, that doesn't always mean you're going to play good football. We always do that. Oh, they're coming off a bye. They're going to be fresh and ready to roll. And they're going to be angry off of a loss. Like, after Georgia lost the Alabama game in heartbreaking fashion, you remember their game the next week and who they played? They played Auburn at home, and it was a dogfight until the end of the third quarter, and they finally pulled away. And Auburn is not a good football team this year. So we always do that, like, oh, they're going to be angry. They're going to be pissed. They're going to go blow somebody out. Not usually the way that it works. And that was a perfect scenario. Like, you're coming off a bye, so you're a little lazy, kind of been sitting on your butt for a week.
Mm-hmm.
You got Penn State looming. Your opponent just lost on the road 56-7, and so what's your mentality going into the game? And then all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, holy crap, we're in a dogfight here at the end of the third quarter. How did we find ourselves in this position? So that was an epitome of a trap-type situation for Ohio State. To your point, their offensive line might doom them. If they can't run the football efficiently, their season is over.
That's Will Chip's Howard entire offense.
Is not good enough to win you games with his arm, and that has been their biggest weakness going into the season. It always has been, even though he was pretty damn good in Eugene.
I actually think he's been okay. I don't think he can win them the title, but you have to have a run game.
Have to be able to be balanced on offense. If they do it this weekend, I think they're right back there of saying, okay, that Penn State is not in that top tier in my mind. I think they've shown that for a couple weeks in a row. Them almost losing and probably should have lost to USC, and USC's not a very good football team this year.
Mm-hmm.
So if Ohio State goes into Penn State and does what I think they're going to do this weekend, I think they deserve to be in that category. Texas, if you don't want to put them in there because of the way they lost to Georgia 2 weeks ago, that's totally fair. I still just think the overall talent, if you give them another crack at it, they're going to give you a much better performance than what they did. And Vanderbilt's feisty. Like, let's be honest, you're coming off a heartbreaking loss.
No, I'm not saying
you
got to
go
bad,
on the road.
But,
and so that's a tough spot in a letdown game where you're Vanderbilt's Super Bowl basically that weekend. But I would love if it's only Oregon and Georgia. Just put them on opposite sides of the bracket, please.
A little more on the Oregon thing. Is there a narrative about Oregon that isn't in play with this team? And they dominated Illinois on Saturday at Autzen. We'll get to that and many other things in hour number two. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, and YouTube.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.